Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Level 99, and I'm your host, Pete. So before we get started for this week, I do just want to say thank you for understanding and bearing with me during the last few weeks. It has been incredibly hectic and insane on my end. I'm not going to bore you all with the details. But besides a lot of things that are going on with my personal life, I am happy to say that I am almost done with my finals for my MBA program. I have one more to go on Friday. Wish me the best of luck because I will need it. It's going to be make it or break it, you know, pass or fail. Nothing in between. It's either it's do or die. Why did I choose to do it? I don't know, but it's all right. End goal, keep in mind the end goal. Anyways, joking aside, this week's episode is going to be about my experience at the 2022 AWS reInvent conference. It was awesome, and I'm going to get into the pros, the cons, who's it's for, how it stacks up to the one I went to in 2019. And just kind of really my own opinion of the whole matter. So first, it's going to come down to cost. It is a little expensive. So AWS reInvent is not something I suggest for you to go to on your own dime. It is expensive. I think the conference ticket was very close to $2,000. I don't remember how much. I think it was maybe $1,500 after tax. But let's just round it up just because I don't really remember. The hotel rooms were fairly cheap because you did get the conference rate. So I think I spent $1,300 for my hotel. But then I did spend a few days on my own dime for Friday, Saturday, and then I left Sunday. So just so I can kind of go explore around the area. You know, if you all ever do travel for work, get to go on conferences to a different city, I suggest for you to just to travel in early, you know, stay an extra day or two on your own dime. Usually companies don't have a problem with that as long as you just ask. You just get to have like a few days to explore, right? You're in a new city or it's very fun. Take advantage of the situation. I know a lot of folks that do bring in the significant others to spend time with them there, but during the actual conference, there's no time. But anyways, back to cost. So we already talked about the ticket, the lodging, and then, flight. So the flight itself was expensive. In my defense, I did get my ticket late. Unfortunately, it was just for the way it happened. But if you do get it early, I think I saw tickets to go around between the 600 to 800 range. Mine, I got the short end of the stick, so my ticket was around $1,000, but I also got like the worst flights ever. Like I was miserable the first day. My flight was at 6 a.m. I had to be up at 4. I was earlier than 4. It was a horrible flight. I'm never doing that again. Well, I say that, but I don't really have a choice. Worst experience. Food is going to be expensive as well. You know, it's in Vegas. Everything is a little bit more pricey. If you do have a company that has I'll just call it for simplicity's sake, a meal voucher, right? Like most companies say, hey, you can spend up to $100 a day for food. You can spend $150 for food, whatever, right? It all kind of depends on the organization you're at. Most times at a conference, lunch is provided. Sometimes the breakfast is not, and dinner you're on your own. So between breakfast and dinner, you gonna split that up. Sometimes you're not gonna make lunch, depending on your sessions or the time that it ends, or sometimes the venue that you're at. And when I say venue, with AWS reInvent, it's at multiple hotels, and I'll get into that. Sometimes like the venue that you're at actually runs out of food. And that's happened a few times. It's incredibly annoying. What can you do, right? For the actual conferences setup, AWS reInvent is always at several hotels. In the past, it was kind of spread out between the Venetian, the MGM Grand, the there's a few others I'm blanking out. But then you had the overflow hotel rooms that you can stay at that they provided shuttles, which they didn't do it this year, which when I got there, I kind of understood, which was the fact that the number of people, the attendees, were not as high as 2018. I'm sorry, 2019. 2019, AWS reInvent was great, but I was completely miserable due to the fact that it was so many people. I was miserable. I'm not a claustrophobic person. I've never been claustrophobic, but I think if memory serves me right, it was around 65,000 people attended that year. I was ready to get the fuck home. I was done. I just was sick and tired of people, you know, sick and tired of bumping into people, just tired of like seeing everybody. I just wanted to go home, be alone, and just unwind. This reInvent for 2022 was a lot less. So it was a lot easier to get in between places. It was a lot easier to walk down the hallways to get to your other sessions. It was just significantly better. So if I had the option of going to a super crowded event conference versus this one, you know, something of this size, I would go something smaller just because you're not always bumping into people. You're not waiting in lines for everything. Trying to get into sessions was not a horrible experience, which now leads me to the segment of the sessions, right? So signing up for sessions is always a huge deal with the AWS events. In the past, there was rumors that folks would run kind of like API calls or bots so they can, you know, reserve tons of sessions and they wouldn't even show up. So they supposedly made that better. But it's the same experience as signing up for a college class, you know, when you're like a junior or senior and you need to get into that one class back in the day and you just wake up early and you're refreshing and refreshing and refreshing and it's already booked. It's kind of like that. So I logged in the day that the catalog opened and a lot of the things that I wanted was already reserved and a lot of the sessions that I was trying to get into, I waitlisted myself. And getting into a lot of the sessions on the waitlist were very easy, but you still have to show up extremely early. A few times, unfortunately, I was like the last person. So whoever was in front of me got in. They're like, hey, sorry, you can't come in. We're at capacity. I'm like, really? That's quite unfortunate. And that happened to me like three times. I was annoyed, but what can you do? With the 2019 AWS reInvent, it was a little bit better because they were prepared for the waitlist or the overflow. So even if you did not get into the room and you were waiting the waitlist, they had a separate conference room ready to go that you could walk in and they had a live stream, which was super cool. I really liked that. So I was expecting that again for this reInvent. Unfortunately, they didn't really do that. And I was very disappointed because there was a lot of sessions that I wanted to get into that I couldn't get into. The other disadvantage to the conference with the sessions is that they're not really clustered together well. And I was hoping that they would have learned their lesson from the 2019 conference and all the ones before that. But if I wanted to do, let's say, focus on security, this should have just one hotel. Let's say, I don't know, the Venetian, just for that. All database and serverless stuff maybe could be at the MGM Grand and other things like that. Because like this year, I was really focusing mostly on containers, Kubernetes, and a lot of like the hands-on labs because I love learning about the things like that. And I was so annoyed that I had one session in like, let's say at the Venetian and the other one all the way across Vegas. It was so annoying. I was like, my entire day is now spent traveling. Just to get there, and I'm wasting about what 2 hours now. It was super annoying. Now, besides just clustering all of the session categories together in one location, which, hey, AWS, Amazon, if you're listening, please do that. It makes it a lot easier for us. I would say the quality of sessions were not bad, but this year they were very cloud native-y, where before, I would say it was such a wide range of sessions and catalogs where, hey, we have this issue, we are able to solve it with this combined with other external services to resolve this issue. Or, hey, we had an issue with pipelines, so we did X, Y, and Z to do this. This year, it kind of felt as though, in my opinion, the sessions or the quality of sessions, they were good. Don't get me wrong. And it takes a lot of effort and a lot of courage for a presenter or anyone to get up on stage and speak to so many people, because that's hard work. In my opinion, a lot of sessions felt very like, hey, here's a service, we're just going to force it down your throat. Not more as a, hey, this is an issue we had and here's how we resolved it. But some of the sessions that I felt were similar to what I was looking for in that matter, it was very much of a high overview, which I disliked. And what I mean by that is there were sessions where they're categorized by advanced, medium, and beginner. So I went to a lot of the advanced and intermediate sessions, regardless of what level they were ranked as, they were not that in-depth. I was looking for technical information. I was looking for detailed technical information. All right, so you used this service, conjunction with this service, you use, like, it doesn't have to be exact script, right? You know, like a lot of people post helpful scripts on GitHub all the time, but like, hey, this is a quick sample of the script that we used, and this is what we used to do this, and maybe a short demo. But a lot of them were, hey, here's a PowerPoint slide. We saved this much time. Let's pat ourselves on the back now. That's not what I wanted. And then the ones that did have a demo, they were good, some of them, and the others were in my opinion. And I might be I'm probably being a little harsh, but that's just my opinion of the sessions that I saw. Others who got into other sessions might have a better experience than me, right? What's the old saying? Your mileage may vary. From what I remember, 2019, those sessions were phenomenal. Like, I learned a great deal, like a fuck ton of things, like things I didn't even thought about, things I was like, oh, that's a cool idea, that's a cool tool. And I get it, you know, Netflix came out with their open source version of a tool back then, and I was like, that's awesome, I want to learn more about that, that's cool. But this year was more about stick to our tools only, cloud native. It was all right. If you would ask me, would you go back again? Yeah, I would do it again. I would totally go back and, you know, sit through those sessions. Regardless of how I felt about them, a lot of it is definitely thought-provoking. It makes you think, hey, so I see this scenario, but now how would I do it? How would I fix that? How would I do this non-native way? How would I resolve this through a actual conventional method? And what I mean by that is a method or a way where an actual enterprise might want to go through, right? Not through the way and approach that they might have done it. Because a lot of times when you're working in the field, you'll notice that you don't have always that free rein to do everything. So you might have to kind of think outside of the box to come to the same solution. Hope that makes sense. That makes sense, right? Anyways, we talked about sessions. We talked about the cost. One thing that you don't really realize when you are at Vegas or at a conference like this is that the Vegas mile is not a real mile. It is long. Like, your feet will hurt. So if you're not a type of person that, you know, goes for long walks or exercises a lot, it's going to be slightly rough. I remember the first year I had not done a lot of cardio. I was just really into like just straight bodybuilding. And when I got there, I was like, man, my feet were aching, just straight pain, sore. Halfway through the day, I would go back to my room and just soak my feet in the bathtub just kind of like, you know, in hot water. Since COVID, I've been kind of forcing myself out a lot more. So once a week, I try to go a few times a week, go out for like a long walk. It could be either 3 miles or 4 miles, or maybe if I'm feeling very adventurous, 6. But since now it's colder, I don't do that. I'm like, I'm just going to hibernate, right? It's the winter time. That's what it's for. You be ready for a lot of walking. You will definitely lose a little weight. I shed a few pounds. Even though I was eating a lot, I shed a few pounds, which I'm kind of happy about because I needed it. And I'll need it for next year. But joking aside, it is a lot of walking. So definitely bring comfortable walking shoes. I brought my like memory foam like sneakers, my Adidas ones. So I was very comfortable. I brought a lot of comfortable like clothing, sweats, hoodies, just because I knew I was going to be going walking to a lot of these sessions. However, at night, there's a lot of events. So I brought a lot of jeans, dress pants, shoes, just kind of dress up a little bit for those events. But getting to the actual sessions themselves, I was going in comfortable, right? I had my comfy jeans, my comfy hoodie, just because I want to go in and out. I knew that my commutes were going to be long. I didn't want to be uncomfortable, but that's just me. Quote unquote, after events or socializing, networking events. Now, there's a lot of them, and you do need to sign up for them. Or if you have vendors that you do work with, they will probably tell you about them so you can reach out and sign up. Those are some of the funnest events or things that you would be doing. I was fortunate enough to get invited to the HashiCorp event and a few others. I had such a blast, met some reps there, had some good food. And not only is it a good time to socialize with others, but it is a great time for you to actually socialize, network, and introduce yourself to your fellow colleagues who might be there as well. I will promise you, you will not see any of your colleagues during the day. None of you can probably be in the same sessions. It's just a true fact. The only time you're going to be seeing them, interacting with them, building a relationship with them is going to be after, like at night when the conference is done for the day during those events. So I got to meet a lot of my fellow colleagues. There were some of the coolest people I've met, some of the most talented people that I've interacted with, had such a great time with them. And it does help, you know, that a lot of these events that you go to are, well, a open bar. So that's always a bonus. So drink up, eat some good food. You can socialize, rant, whatever your heart desires, and then just go back to your room and then do it all again the next day. But it is very tiring. It is very taxing. I got to meet some incredibly friendly folks. Or you just don't know who you're going to meet. I met so many different reps, so many different folks, not even in those networking events, but it's anywhere, right? You'll just start talking to someone anywhere, and they could just be a engineer, or they could be some VP or director of something from somewhere. I socialized like no other. So usually I am not that adventurous. I don't know if that's the right word. Social. I am or can be shy a lot. But one of the things that I've been trying to force myself, and that was my 2022 New Year's resolution, which was to, you know, one, give a stranger a compliment a week, just something random. You know, just saying, hey, nice shirt, like your haircut, cool shoes, whatever, just to a random stranger. And it's really cool saying that. I know this is a complete tangent and a complete off topic of what this is, but it's really cool seeing random people's faces light up. You know, it could just make someone's day. Who knows? And maybe they might do the same thing out to someone else. Just put some, you know, more positivity and stuff back out there. The second thing for me was to try to at least once a month to meet someone new and just socialize. And this has been working. So this year I've definitely seen that growth in myself. So when I did go to this reInvent conference, I was a lot more comfortable than the years past talking to strangers, meeting them, just small talking and chit-chatting. I met someone from the Netherlands. I met folks from all across the US, across the world. It was cool. Funny story about the guy I met from the Netherlands. We were talking about, you know, some swag stuff and some water bottles. And I was like, oh yeah, what? And I was like, yeah, it's going to be like in 16 ounces. He's like, dude, I'm European. I don't know ounces. I was like, oh shit, my bad, dude. Fucking stupid American. My bad. I thought that was like, I don't know. I just died laughing. But it was a very funny interaction because you don't know who you're gonna meet when and where, and it's just an awesome experience. I plan on bringing a lot of the folks that I met onto the podcast and have them guest and talk about various things, whether it's their experience, their journeys, or we can dissect into things that interest them. But definitely stay tuned. That's going to be in the works, and it's going to be a cool and exciting 2023 season for sure. So definitely stay tuned for that. The other thing I do want to talk about the reinvent is going to be, if you have any kind of dietary restrictions, I think you should definitely put that in the notes before you register. So the food this year was definitely a lot better than the years before, but if you do have some restrictions, your choices might be limited. Sometimes they have it was very cool that this year they had like vegans only options. They had specific dietary options at different stations. The actual, like, you know, the full lunch that they were serving and things like that was like the standard, like, you know, you had some chicken, meat, fish sometimes, but then you had all the other dietary stuff was in like these little like go-to bags, which was really cool. A few times I did actually go grab one of those just because I was like, I don't know if I really want to eat that. I want to grab like a nice little salad or something healthy today. One thing you should definitely keep in mind and remember is going to be that when you're at these huge hotels, resort areas, food is not cheap, right? Since we're on that topic now, restaurants inside the hotel are going to be very expensive. I think I spent once by $22 for a cup of coffee and an omelet. And it wasn't even like the best omelet I've ever had, but it was just so freaking expensive. But that's what you're paying. You're kind of paying for the convenience and it just being there. And unfortunately that day they didn't have breakfast, and the breakfast there was not good at all. It was just dried. It was dried like little pastries. It wasn't even good. And the coffee is usually just, I'm sorry, I am a coffee snob. I love good coffee. I like to be happy in the morning. It makes me happy. And the coffee there was just garbage. It was just like muddy water. It was like, ugh, who made this? A lot of people also probably realized that. So the lines to Starbucks was just outrageous every morning. So not even worth it. You would have to go in early again, right? Wait for, so you can get a good cup of coffee in the morning. Not saying Starbucks is a good cup of coffee, not saying it's bad, but that was the only choices I kind of saw at the hotel that I was at. If any of you attend reInvent ever, definitely bring a suitcase, but leave half of the suitcase unfilled. And the reason being is you're going to have a lot of swag, like just a bunch of shirts, hats, chargers, tote bags, you name it. Like, I got so many pairs of socks, cool notepads. I got a bunch of stuff for myself. I got a bunch of stuff for, you know, relatives that I can just kind of give. I got things for, you know, folks that I know who have kids, and everything else in between I got for my coworkers just so I can kind of just give them some stuff too. And it's funny because sometimes I would be like, hey, let me get an extra one for my coworkers. So they're always laughing and be like, yeah, sure. Thinking I just wanted two of whatever. I was like, no, it is cool, but I am taking one for myself, but I really do mean I'm going to give it to my coworkers. So I literally have a giant tote bag of swag I still need to hand out. I know it's been late, but whatever. But no, be prepared. Definitely bring extra, like not an extra suitcase, but just leave half your suitcase for swag. A lot of them are going to be, you have to do a challenge or a sales pitch, or you have to like walk through a demo. It's going to be a whole thing. So definitely expect to spend like a good full day if you're trying to hit every single one. But if you're not and you just want to go to your vendors only, that could just be like a few hours. You go socialize with them. I actually did go speak to a lot of my vendors, talk to them about some issues that I was having, and one of them actually remembered me from the DC event. And I was like, oh shit, what's up? You have a really good memory. And we just chit chat, and hopefully that he will get back to me on the topic that we were discussing. Fingers crossed. And I say that because whenever you go to these events, most times you end up just being another face So you do need to get their contact information so you can follow up with them, because that is definitely key and critical. I was also able to get the information of a lot of the TAMs for my different vendors, so the issues that I was having, which was a great experience and a great opportunity, and the contact information to our AWS TAMs, which I now have saved on speed dial. But those are definitely opportunities you should take. Don't just skip it saying, oh, I don't need stuff. Go there and socialize with your vendors, get their contact information, because most times you would have to go through a ticket queue sometimes to get in contact with your vendor. Whereas if you actually do have a pressing issue, 90% of the time there will be a solutions architect or a senior engineer on site you can socialize with, tell them your issue, go back and forth, and they'll say, hey, let me get back to you on this issue, and they'll give you a card to you so you can reach out to them. If they do say, you know, you can get their, they want your information in return, do it, but still ask them for theirs, because business cards and things like that will always get lost. So just a quick helpful tip on that note. I think that is going to be it on my experience and thoughts on reInvent. So just a quick recap on the important key topics that I mentioned so far. Don't go if you have to pay for it on your own dime. It's going to be expensive. I think it's definitely worth it if a company is going to be sponsoring you to go. Take advantage of that. It's going to be worth it. Jam in as many sessions as you can. Put yourself on as many waitlist things as you can. Because even if you can't go to the waitlist, it doesn't matter. You're just going to be able to just have a lot more flexibility to move around. So sometimes if you're in a different session, and this is something I did forget to mention, sometimes you might be in a session and you're like, oh, this isn't what I thought, and you leave. Well, you're already on the wait list of another session. You can just quickly run over and wait in line and hop into that one. Get there always early to your sessions. Pack accordingly, you know, have comfortable wear and have nice wear, or like nice clothing, or, you know, collared shirts and things like that for the events at night. And most importantly, just socialize. You don't know who you're going to meet, interact with. And, you know, sometimes it could be just getting to meet coworkers that you've never met before, especially with the way work models are going now with all remote, hybrid, and things like that. Or it's just a really cool experience to get into. Definitely worth it. Definitely attend one if you can, or attend any conference, right? It does not have to be AWS only. If you're into DevOps, CompSci, whatever, get into those sessions, get into those conferences. They're all over the world, all over the US. You just gotta look for them, see where they're at, and attend to them. The final advice I'm gonna give to you all is, you don't know if you can attend them if you don't ask. If you're waiting for someone to say, hey, you wanna go, that's probably never gonna happen. Just ask. Next year, if there's a conference you see, maybe it's a DevOps one or a security conference, and just be like, hey, can I go to this? Am I allowed to go to this? And they're gonna be like, well, I don't know, but let me get an answer for you. And that shows that you're interested in going to these things, and they expect you to bring this knowledge back and to share with others. So be prepared for that. So even though if they are going to pay for your ride and your ticket there, it's not really, quote unquote, a free ride. They're expecting you to actually attend these conferences. They're not expecting you to just go party the whole time. You're expected to come back, bring this knowledge back with you, and share it and spread it with everyone. So be prepared for that. I know this was a lot to get into, and I definitely appreciate all of you listening. Much love. Appreciate all the support that you all have been giving me throughout the whole year. I know the holiday weekend is over, but happy belated holiday weekend, Christmas, to all of you who celebrated and all of you who did not. Hopefully you had a great relaxing weekend. To all of you around the world that are listening to this podcast, again, much love. I appreciate it. We're going to be hitting a new year. It's literally in a few days. It's very exciting starting a new year, 2023. I just want to say I appreciate all of you, and that I hope that all of your goals that you guys want set for yourself for the new year, you all will crush it. Fucking crush it. Whatever it is. If it's going for a cert, crush it. If it's going for a new job, do it. So I want nothing but the best for all of you. It is going to be a great year. We're all going to rock out. We're all going to crush it. It's going to be amazing. So happy New Year's, happy holidays, and best wishes to all of you. Take care, everyone. And until next time.